reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me on this edition of PDGA Radio for March 19th, 2010. I am Steve Kaczynski, trying to break you free from the college basketball and March Madness to bring you up to date with the disc golf news, tournament results, and upcoming schedule. All to make sure you don't miss a thing about the most exciting, addictive sport ever made. Yes, we're talking disc golf. On this week's edition, we'll switch things up a little bit, and before we do the tournament results and schedule, we'll start things off with the PDGA Radio News Rundown. And this is your PDGA Radio News for March 19th, 2010. Again, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski. The top stories this week, all from the PDGA office, where they have announced several new initiatives, including a request for candidates for the annual Bob West Memorial Award for Sportsmanship. So if you know of a PDGA member or player who exemplifies those qualities of sportsmanship during competition and who has helped in other ways to the positive growth of disc golf for several years, just email a brief statement outlining those qualities of the candidate to the PDGA office before Monday, April 12th. The office will then review the nominations and list the most deserving on the ballot. Last year, J. Gary Dropcho of Pennsylvania was the recipient of the Bob West Memorial Sportsmanship Award presented to him at the World Championships in Kansas City. For more details about the award nominating process or voting process, visit pdga.com, where you can also find the complete list of award winners all the way back from 1984 through the current, including Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, and others. The PDGA, though, has also put out the annual call for candidates who wish to be involved with this year's member election that will again take place online in July. The elected candidates will assume office September 1st for two-year terms. This year's election will involve 3 of the 7 board member positions, along with half of the state, province, and country coordinators that are up for election. The complete list of open spots is online at pdga.com, along with all the information you need to submit your own candidacy for any of the open spots. The deadline to declare your intent and submit the necessary forms is June 28th. Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where we now explore news on the President's Cup. It was first played in 2006, and the Disc Golf President's Cup, one of the newest international disc golf events. The idea for the President's Cup was to showcase the sport of disc golf at its highest professional level by staging international matches between the top American and European disc golfers. The first 3 team matches took place in Finland in 06, 07, and 09, prior to the European Open, all won by Team USA. Now in its 4th year, the President's Cup is finally coming to the United States and contested October 5th on the world-famous Winthrop Gold Course, one day prior to the first round of the 2010 United States Disc Golf Championships, all in Rock Hill, South Carolina. 6 men and 2 women will be selected to represent each team, and each team will also nominate 1 player to be a reserve in the event of an injury. 5 men and 2 women will qualify based on a point system, and the team captain will also get a captain's choice selection of 1 male player. The captains will be announced on April 15th, with final teams announced August 31st. Team USA's qualifiers will be based on the PDGA World Rankings, the recently completed Memorial Championship, also the Japan Open, Scandinavian Open, and the 2010 PDGA World Championships. Currently, only with the results from the Memorial and the World Rankings in the factor, standing show Des Redding and Valerie Jenkins in the qualifying spots for the women, closely followed by Liz Carr. For the men, Josh Anthon has the most points, followed by Nico LaCastro and Dave Feldberg. They have a sizable early lead over Ken Climo and Kayla LaVisca, who's sitting in the 5th and final automatic qualifier position when that time would come. You can find out more information about the 2010 President's Cup and the qualifying process either from PDGA.com or DiscGolfPresidentsCup.com.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
And we're back on PDGA Radio again. I'm Steve Kaczynski. PDGA members, take note, the first issue of Disc Golfer Magazine has been published and on its way to you now. It's the spring 2010 issue of Disc Golfer with a National Tour preview, Fred Morrison Remembrance article, and it will also revisit the previous decade, along with dozens of other features and stories. It began mailing March 12th, and PDGA members should expect delivery in 10 to 14 days from there. However, standard mail can take as little as 4 days, meaning some of you have it already, or as long as 24 days. If you haven't received your issue by April 9th, contact the PDGA office. Also note, though, that the post office does not automatically forward the magazine to new addresses, so if you've recently moved, make sure to contact the PDGA office to update your address they have on record. If you're not a member of the PDGA, well, become one. It's a great deal. Or, well, just want to purchase a copy or a subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine anywhere, visit the Disc Golfer Magazine page at pdga.com. Also, retailers wishing to sell the magazine at their online store or brick-and-mortar store can order bulk copies there at a discounted rate. And the final piece of PDGA news is a reminder that the current member should be seeing a player ratings update taking place next week. It's scheduled for the 23rd. It will include events submitted prior to March 9th. More disc golf news now, as Discraft has announced the opening for registering of their popular annual Ace Race events for 2010. With just under 200 events last year, you don't want to wait to lock in an event for your community. Ace Race promotes the growth of the sport as lots of fun and a great way to raise funds for your course of club while trying out a new prototype disc. They already have more than 50 events signed up this year, so plan ahead. Once an event is signed up for your community, they place a buffer zone around it to ensure Ace Races aren't competing against each other. Remember, you must schedule your Ace Race for August, September, or October, and you, of course, can learn more about running an Ace Race from discgolfaceRace.com or a link from discgraft.com. Now a somewhat strange disc golf story from Waco, Texas, where it appears from an article in the Waco Tribune Herald that a 29-year-old man was disc golfing at the Woodway Park with his girlfriend when he apparently went into the chilly water of Lake Waco to retrieve a lost disc and, for some reason, was also unable to make his way back out. Woodway Police Captain Barney Witt said the unnamed man was in the water for at least 45 minutes, underwater for about 10 minutes before four men saw him lying face down and went in to rescue him, pulling him out and performing CPR. When paramedics arrived, Witt said the man had already been resuscitated to the point that he was responsive, but was being treated further at a local hospital with no additional information available. PDGA Radio heads now to Ohio, where we find a heartwarming story about a disc golfer's passion and dream being carried on by his family after an untimely death. Kyle Caldaway died suddenly shortly after approaching the Township of Miami, Ohio's trustees about creating a disc golf course at their community park. Now his family is donating two golf baskets to the town and helping seek donations for the additional baskets needed in order to help see Kyle's vision be completed. A town trustee said that Carl came to the board several years ago to first ask if the town would consider putting in a disc golf course. The town still plans to build the course Kyle wanted as soon as they acquire enough baskets.
Are you a PDGA member?
your benefits of being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Well, spring officially arrives over this upcoming weekend of March 20th and 21st, and the PDGA calendar is packed full of events throughout the world, highlighted by the first major of the season, the PDGA Amateur World Doubles Tournament in Wimberley, Texas, crowning the year's first world champions. There are also an A-tier on the schedule in Orangeville, California, the Pros Tournament at the St. Patrick's Classic. B-tiers include the March Mush in Michigan, Ohauser Spring Opener in Menasha, Wisconsin, the Melbourne Open is in Florida, Emporia, Kansas will host the Dynamic Discs Monkey Island Open. C-tiers choose from events in Kentucky, Alabama, Missouri, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Colorado, Oregon, Ohio, California, and stop number two on the Georgia Super 6 Series. Internationally this weekend, two sanctioned events, actually three, British Columbia, Canada, Japan, and Australia. Then don't forget next weekend, March 26th through the 28th, features the PDGA's National Tour stop in Ocala, Florida for the Sunshine State Shootout. We also have to remind the amateurs about the Amateur Championships at Bowling Green, Kentucky, taking place April 9th through the 11th. Full schedule of events and results from previous tournaments found on PDGA.com. Some of the highlights from tournaments from last weekend, it was March 12th through the 14th, showing Bob Pauly winning the St. Patrick's Classic Amateur Open there in California over Steve Henkes, while back east in North Carolina, David Wiggins Jr. needed a playoff, but edged out Fred Moran at the amateur Dogwood Crosstown Classic. For the pros in Kentucky, we find Josh Parrott getting a win. In Michigan at the Lumberjack Open, it's Tony Ganger winning over Larry LeBond by one. Scott Burnett wins the March Madness Tournament in Columbus, Ohio. Eric McCabe and Liz Lopez win at the Red Rock Show in Texas. George Smith wins in Missouri at the LS Discs Columbia Pro-Am. Brock Woodall wins in Georgia. Daryl Daugherty wins in Louisiana in a playoff over Matt Orem. Chris Sprague wins in Iowa. Matt Dollar wins in Alabama. Rick Roten gets a win in Texas. Steve Thomas in California. Jeremy Colling grabs a win on his way home, stopping in Kansas. And finally in Michigan, we'll find Brad Fraze getting the win at the March Mudfest. Full results from those events and others can be found online, PDGA.com. It's your disc golf home. But with that, we have run out of time for this week's edition of PDGA Radio, which was for March 19th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski wishing you a fond farewell until next week, where we'll do it all again. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye. Goodbye.